I told some time ago of a young man in Germany who received a letter from the government of the United States, and when he was asked to pay 1 mark and 20 pence due, postage due, he refused to have it. He sent it back. He said, that evidently comes from an uncle in America, and I've never had anything to do with him. I'm not going to pay 1 mark and 20 pence. That's about 30 cents for that letter. So he didn't. But 20 years later, he found out that that letter was an official letter offering him an inheritance of more than $100 million, which his uncle had left, and he was found to be the only heir, the sole heir, to that vast fortune. It was closer to $150 million than $100 million. And he lost all that because he was not willing to pay 1 mark and 20 pence for that letter. And you don't know your loss. You positively don't know your loss. Whether you prefer softball or television or the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes, you're preferring Satan. You're preferring the devil. You are. And there's a fire prepared for the devil and for his angels. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, the Bible says.